Churches attacked, but also markets attacked, and Christians killed and Muslims killed. There is a devaluation of human life, which for me is far more serious than the fact that we are attacked as Christians. Of course, it is serious that we are attacked as Christians. But when you see a situation where a group of people don't really have the sense of human life, it is very, very, very terrible. And there's no bigger proof of it than the fact that many of them actually are suicide bomb carriers. So somebody who has not much regard for his own life, you can't expect him or her, because I hear there are some girls too among them, to have a respect for the life of others. But what is most terrible is to hear them claim to be doing these things in the name of God. For us, that is impossible to understand. And most Nigerian Muslims too say, no, this is not Islam. Now, when they are fighting over resources, it becomes Christians and Muslims are fighting. But definitely, they are not fighting because of religion. By the time people then getting themselves convinced that this is a religious war and that we are fighting to preserve our faith, then, unfortunately, once religion enters conflict, it becomes even more ruthless.
Do you see, therefore, this work of interfaith dialogue, of working together on the problems of poverty and exploitation, do you see this as really one of the keys to a new evangelization?
Well, I do not see any evangelization, new or old, taking place in a place like Nigeria without taking note of the reality that there is a whole crowd out there who are not Catholics, who are not Christians, and who are not likely to become Christians in our lifetime. That whole crowd there who will never become Catholics, who will never become Christians, can we say we have nothing to tell them? And my own way of looking at it is that the great thing we have to tell them is that we can sit down and compare notes. We can sit down and rejoice in the common grounds that we have. The Muslims shout Allah Akbar. Some Christians just hate that expression. And I ask them, why don't you like to hear Allah Akbar? Allah Akbar is Arabic, means God is great. Are you saying God is not great? But once you turn your attitude that way, that you can actually affirm what they are saying, Jesus, Lord is great, it's the same as hallelujah. We are just speaking different languages, but it is the same reality. And when the Muslim says, there's no God but Allah, we also say we believe in one God. Later on, they will say Muhammad is his prophet, and now we will add Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But at least we are together to a given point. And we can then build our relationship on the common grounds that we have. And when it comes to common grounds, we have also common grounds of common needs of poverty, of disease, mosquito, but does not distinguish between Christians and Muslims. HIV and AIDS, we're all hit together. And we find that religious leaders, when they manage to put aside the attitude of we against them and face a common objective, there's plenty of room for working together. People tend to think that interreligious dialogue means largely arguing over theological points, whether Muhammad is a prophet or not, whether Jesus is God. For me, it is absolutely important that Jesus is God. But my Muslim friend does not have to accept that before we can sit together and tackle poverty and bad government, because he too doesn't like the bad government. I don't like the bad government. We can hold hands and deal with it. And by the way, those who are running the bad governments, some of them are Catholics, some of them are Muslims, they are our people. If you come to Nigeria today, Christians and Muslims, you won't know who is a Christian and who is a Muslim. And as you know, we are 50-50 in that country. Anywhere you go, Christians and Muslims are living their lives together. They are in the same offices, they are in the same armed forces, they are in the police, the students, the universities, in the same political parties. The only problem is they live their lives together despite their faith, which means when people then begin to instrumentalize and misuse faith, they easily fall victims. We are now saying that let us live our lives not despite our faith, but because of our faith. We must admit our religion, admit that we even have different ways of understanding God, but we also have a lot of things, not only between Christianity and Islam, even with the traditional religions. And in fact, if Nigerians have almost totally turned to Christianity and Islam from their African traditional religion, it is precisely because our African traditional religion has this basis of one true God. It is not a big deal moving from my traditional religion to Christianity. My father told me that I didn't have to go through that. He went through that. And I remember him telling me, I asked him, Daddy, why did you change? He said, what do you mean? I didn't change my God. It's only that Father came and presented us an image of God and said he had a son called Jesus who died on the cross. And I said, that's it. But it's the same God. The name is the same. Even if my father gave me a name, Olorun Femi, God loves me. The word Olorun is our tradition. These are many issues which we take for granted, but I believe that is why in Nigeria we are living pretty well together. Never mind the explosions now and again, which I believe is giving us very, very bad name.